because you guys now know you can win a freaking game like you won today. You got me? Physically, you can line up and win a game. It's one of the greatest defensive football games I've ever been a part of.
This week's LA Access, of course, starting on a very positive note. Broncos 1-0 after defeating the Baltimore Ravens, joined by John Elway. John, I want to just start off with, what can you learn about this team after putting it together all offseason, hiring head coach Gary Kubiak? What can you learn about this group when it can start the season beating a team like Baltimore and you're not scoring an offensive touchdown? You can learn plenty.
Well, I mean, I think the key thing was the way we won the game. You know, showed toughness late in the game and had to make a play to stop them, and we're able to make that play. So, I mean, it was a dogfight for 60 minutes defensively. We played tremendous and really kept us in the football game. And, you know, Key made that tremendous interception for a touchdown. So, if anything it proved to us the first week is that when we get in dogfights that we can come out on top, which is, it's crucial because it takes toughness to do that, and I think that's what we showed a lot of yesterday.
Ronnie Hillman made it a point to really credit the O-line. You talk about that toughness, that fourth quarter drive, nearly 11 minutes a clock. To show that at the end of the game when you've been grinding through it, I know a lot of guys were crediting everyone on that side of the ball for really helping the team lock down that win.
It really was. I mean, that was a huge drive, and I think that against, you know, we hadn't had a lot of success in the second half up to that point in time, so we'll be able to do that. Now, obviously, we got to figure out ways to get in the end zone and not get field goals, but, you know, that was a good start for us, and, you know, we're not where we want to be, but I think it proved, you know, about the football team that, you know, it does have that toughness, which we need.
Either way, you get to hand head coach Gary Kubiak the game ball because a win is a win. More with John Elway in just a moment. We'll be right back.
CenturyLink is rolling out 1 gig internet so you can connect to all the Broncos high-speed action.
CenturyLink, home team, home connection.
CenturyLink, partners in speed with the Denver Broncos and Emmanuel Sanders.
Broncos fans, are you connected?
The U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards Visa Signature Card. Flex points go farther. Earn more and redeem faster, giving more power to you. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 Flex points. Apply today at FlexPerks.com.
Only NFL Sunday Ticket brings you every game, every Sunday, no matter where you live. Plus, the Red Zone Channel, DirecTV Fantasy Zone, and more. For the ultimate NFL viewing experience, order NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV.
Great job. Congratulations. Hell of a battle. You guys won the battle. Want to give this game ball first win back.
Coach Kubiak did say one of the most defensive games he's ever seen. To get that right off the top, I mean, if you look at the schedule, I think the Baltimore Ravens is the team you know you're going to get that test right away to learn what your identity is about.
Well, I mean, there's a team that they come in, they're bullies on the block, and they always look at themselves as that way, is that they think they're the big bullies and they're going to come in and not, you know, punch you in the face. And I think what happened was we showed that we could punch right back. And that's what was the really good thing that came out of that game, was that we did punch the bully back in the face. Now, obviously, we have a long way to go, especially offensively. And, you know, anytime you look at the game film, it's never as bad as you think it is, and it's never as good as you think it is. So, I mean, there was a lot of good things there offensively. We've just got a lot of things to clean up.
Well, you can learn plenty with all the elements that are falling into the place for this next one. You got to go on the road. It's a division game, a very short week, and everyone's still learning, the players around them trying to communicate. The hardest test, you think, with all those elements in place?
Well, again, we got to go back to, you know, we have a short week, and I think that, you know, offensively, we just got to figure out what we do best and get more comfortable with that. We're going into a situation that's very tough to hear and very loud, but, you know, we've had success in Kansas City the last three, four, five times we played there. So, you know, we'll go back in there, hopefully continue to play the defense we're playing, and, you know, get better on the offensive side. It's going to be another dogfight in there, and hopefully we can get out of there with a win.